Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Bad Boy South.
Get on Field USA.
Block Entertainment.
You know I go by the name Nitty, right? I gotta introduce y'all another bumper at my squad, right? This is man. Go by the name of Jock.
Young Jock.
He resides in College Park, right? But for right now, what we gotta do for y'all, what we gonna do? We gotta give y'all a hit.
Damn near every day. Ask a million questions like Jock, where you stay? Tell a College Park, where the chop call? Eat 20 grand, spend a grand at the bar. Just about his own. J's on my feet. I'm on that Patron, so get like me. 69 Cutlass with the bucket seats. Beat in my trunk, bought it just for the freaks. Catch me in the hood, posted at the store. Jiggle in my lap on the phone, counting dough. If your girl chew, let her do a thing. Chill like a mama, nice night brain. Everybody love me, I'm so fly. Throw the deuces every time I ride by. I know you wonder why I'm so cool. Don't ask me, just do what you do. Meet me in the trail, it's going down.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maven. Mine's Marcus Maven. He's like an eclipse today. He was here and then he was gone. But it was good seeing him. It was always fun seeing him.
You gonna call him that now? That's his nickname, the Eclipse.
No, I got that off of Coach Carter.
She's like,
Junior Battle is like a solar eclipse, Coach. We rarely see him, but when we do, it's special.
I love that movie.
I know, it's a great movie.
Our greatest fear is not that we are inadequate.
Oh, I love that. I had the poll.
Nah, seriously,
I had the poll in my locker. Yeah, football and basketball. All right, let's get to the phone lines then.
Speaking of light scaring us more than our darkness, Chuck.
All right, Chuck, welcome in. What's up?
Hey, Marcus, how you doing, buddy?
Marcus is gone. This is Steve. Yeah, Marcus, he took off for the day.
Okay, Steve, sorry about that.
You're good.
Steve, I wanted to comment on Cardinal basketball team. I had two things I wanted to throw out there.
Yeah.
One is we're very long, we're very tall. Don't you think we would be suited for a 2-3 zone, something easy, with our length, to protect our guards from foul trouble? And also, if you don't mind, let me speak on the offense. I don't see a lot of hard cutting and screen setting. I don't see an offense with a purpose.
Yeah.
And that's all I have for you.
Yeah, too. Yeah, no. Chuck, appreciate the call, man. Thank you. You know, as far as the defensive part of it, I get what I think Kenny Payne is doing some really foundational stuff right now, but I do wonder if, especially in Maui, if we don't see a few mix-ups there, or not mix-ups, but I guess mixing it up a little bit, if you don't see a few new things defensively. And speaking of Maui, I am interested. I know this is, some people may laugh at this, but I'm almost interested to see what a step up in talent will do with this team. Like, as odd as that sounds, like, I want to see when they face an Arkansas and they say, again, not saying they're going to beat them, whatever, but like, I'm interested to see if that
kind of kickstarts them.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden, in the back of your mind, you're still thinking that. Okay, with the highest level of respect to Bellarmine and Wright State, and the A-Sun, and the Horizon, we're still Louisville. Like, I'm still bigger, I'm stronger, I'm faster than you. And so in the back of your mind, you know, like you got to think that that's still there. and that's maybe keeping them from buying in completely to the system Kenny Payne's trying to get them to do. But then all of a sudden you get punched in the mouth with someone who is bigger and stronger than you. Suddenly you have to play smarter.
Or you don't even get punched in the mouth yet. You just know that the fight is tougher. Now, I will say tonight, let me just say this. Tonight I'm looking, because I do think they've gotten better each game. Now, I'm starting again. The bar is not super high with where I'm starting, but I do think they've gotten better. That's why it drove me insane on Saturday when they lost, because I was like, God, there was so much good y'all did, man.
Right, right.
But maybe it was a necessary evil, too. You know, maybe it was something at the end of the game. It was like, nah, y'all got to learn how to win. If you don't do it here, you're going to do it somewhere else.
Well, we heard Kenny Payne say it. They lack that killer mindset of letting off the gas. I mean, when you have a foot on someone's throat, there's no reason that game should have.
Well, it bothered
they
me.
Only, what did they jump out to? Like a 6-point lead, and it very easily could have been a 16-point lead.
Yeah, well,
they were leaving points on the table.
Late in the game, they hit a shot and went up. It was 5 or 6. And it bothered me because it looked like it was about a minute and 45 left or so. And they almost looked relieved, like, okay, we're going to win. Like,
right. It's like, no, there's plenty of time.
It was like, listen, and then they go down, you go down, and you have the ball. You miss a shot, they go down, they hit a three, boom, it's a 2-point game. You come down, you get a free throw, boom, they come down, hit a bucket. Now it's a 1-point game. Like, it happens quick. That's why tonight, especially going into Maui, I would love to see them crack that, because what you don't want is you don't want losses to turn into like that can creep into a player's head, like where you start to expect, okay, this is going to, you know, it's going to go wrong. That's why it's like, I would love see them take the top off that and win a game and go, okay, guys, like you can win. You can win. Like, you know, you can do this, especially going into Maui, because it's going to be tough to get a win in Maui. But, I mean, can they? I mean, I saw I think it was Rutherford, somebody tweeted it earlier, like, you know, we're not the lowest favorite to win the Maui. It's actually Cincinnati.
How about that?
It's like, oh.
I mean, if you look at their Sagarin number, we did this yesterday on the mm-hmm. V-Show. I mean, you know, everyone, well, not, I don't want to say everyone, but a lot of the fan base that's already like, you know, myself, I wasn't even in that camp, but I was also thinking like, hey, they've taken a couple on the chin. They haven't looked exactly stellar. They are improving, but I put them at, I got to look it up, but I put them at like 167, like, and they were like, a respectable, I forgot, it was like in the 80s or something like that. And it's like, I don't know. I don't, you know, at the beginning of the year, I don't know how especially basketball Sagarins work.
Yeah.
They're still compiling data and everything. But we've talked about that numerous times. Sagarin takes away all of the eye test stuff and just looks at numbers. And it was one of those things where it was like, they're not as bad as everyone's making them sound. At least not according to the Sagarin numbers.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying they're good. Everyone calm the hell down. I'm not, you know, all the haters. Are, what are you talking about?
No, but
I'm not saying they're, yeah.
But it gives you reason to say, okay, how far off are they? Because that's what
exactly.
I want to ask. And maybe they're hella far off. And we don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, and we're going to get in there in Maui and you're going to go, yeah, they're really far off. They're really, really far off. Or maybe they're not. I think somebody's giving you a ring there, Nick.
No,
yeah, no. Well, we don't know if it's a good call. We're going to see. But, yeah, I mean, I do think that there are some things there. I mean, there's a 1-point loss both times. I mean, both of them, you know, were tournament teams. I know Bellarmine couldn't play, but they won their conference, whatever. So, I guess they kind of did. But they were in their conference championship game, you know. I mean, so, yes. And that's what I said. When you're watching the game, I mean, Hersey Miller comes in against Wright State, does some good things. You're like, okay. There were things that were talked about directly after the Bellarmine game that it looked like got better against Wright State. So I said, okay, these are things that they pointed out were wrong that needed to get better, and they did. And you still just lost. So it's like, okay, if this is going to be a progressive thing, let's be progressive thing. You know, let's be progressive. Yes. You love that.
Yes.
I know, yeah. Let's be progressive.
Stop
then.
The show. We did it.
Yeah,
we did it.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Progress is what we need. And I mean, look, you go get a win tonight. You somehow get one in Maui. Come back against the Maryland team that you want to try, you know, at home. And I mean, you know, like there are things you can do to, I mean, because, gosh, at this point, I mean, getting 500 and getting into an NIT and would be, looks like it would be a success, you know?
Right.
I mean, but we'll see. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Melvin, welcome in, man. What's up?
No, Calvin.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was on Nick. I totally blame him. Calvin, well, what's up?
My grandfather's name was Melvin, so.
Well, there we go.
Okay. And so it's fine. And, you know, look, we lost those games, and I know it. But, you know, if we're going to be fans, we got to stick with them a little bit, man. And just don't give up on them so fast. You know, we've been through a whole lot, man. And like you said, I forgot who just said it, but we don't got a lot better. Because I think the team that played Wright State the other day would have blew that Leon Rimes team out. It would have blew them out.
Oh, sure,
and
sure.
So, you know, we're just trying to get better, man. But, you know, and just go just look, a box out here and just a little small things that we mentioned. Just a block out, a hustle play, a dive on the floor. Because we only lost by one. You know, if we were to win those two games, we lost by one point. And win those, then we could, like, kind of, like, get better and still have a winning record. The only reason people get discouraged is because we lost those games. But by one point, though. And those teams are playing, you know, like, their hearts out against Louisville because they're looking at the big Louisville bird on the floor and looking at the Louisville tradition and looking up in the rafters. This is Louisville. And that's what Kenny said the other day. He said, these players got to realize you play for Louisville, man. You play for the University of Louisville. Final Fours and all that stuff, man. These teams are going to come at you hard. And look what Bellarmine did. Went right down there and lost to Moorhead State. Where was all the cutting and the back dropping and the 3-point shooting in? Because they wasn't really hyped up for Moorhead State. So we got to realize who we are. And we got that NCAA stuff off our back. That's a blessing. That is a blessing right there. We already had a winning season. Getting that stuff off our back. Because, you know, people was predicting death penalty and everything. Now, that's all I got, fellas. I'm going to try to stay positive. That's all I got.
Appreciate the call, Calvin. And, yeah, I mean, no, I do agree with him on that. You're going to catch team's best shot. But that's an every-year thing. Like, teams come in the Yum Center. They come in. You're playing Louisville. Like, you're getting their best shot. And then with Coach Davenport on top of it, it was like,
oh, yeah.
He smelled blood in the water. He was trying to win that game.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I can live with that. But, yeah, I mean, I guess you are getting better, but that has to continue. That has to continue. It has to continue tonight because what we can't have is right now, as a fan, you're watching it, you're going, okay, they're getting better each game. You know, last game, it wasn't so much the entire game. It was the end that they really – I mean, now there are things, like we can zoom in and say, okay, Sidney Curry, there's starting to get time to maybe Kenny Payne mentioned this, I think after the Chaminade game, where he said, hey, in the coming weeks, or, you know, there's going to be punishments for not playing well. Basically, is what he was saying, in my opinion, was, I'm not changing the lineup right now. I'm not doing that. We like what the lineup here, but there will come a time if things don't pick up, you're going to get benched. I'm interested to see. I don't think Sidney will start tonight, in my opinion. It's just my opinion. Maybe he gives him one more shot tonight and before Maui. I don't know. But I think
– I mean
– I go elsewhere right now because I do know that they've – yes, it is. I do question – you know, I'm like, why? How did he get this out of shape? And I do question the coaches a little bit there. And I also say, Sidney, how did you – let yourself get that way, you know, like, what happened?
Yeah.
Because while he is a little out of shape, he's still getting up and down the floor. Like, right. I do feel like we've turned him into, like, man, Sidney came around to half court. Like, yo, he can get up and down the floor. Like, why are you not more assertive? Why are you not more, like, where's the guy that was punching on dudes? Like, where is that
the guy? The last, like, 4 or 5 games of the season
had
that was
25
head
plus.
And shoulders the best player
right.
on the floor for U of L.
I mean, he had 25-plus a few times.
Just to put it in perspective, I mean, we could pull up the box scores. Mm-hmm. He was the best player for the Cards the last 5 games of the season, minus, I think, Jalen Withers' coming out party. Sometimes he was the best player on the floor in general.
Mm-hmm.
But he literally had goose eggs.
Says, woke Steve, 11-15-22.
Love it.
Nick wins.
Yep. Finally. I knew he'd get you. But seriously, he had his box score against, at least against, I don't know what he had against Wright State, but I know against Bellarmine was literally zeros. Like, no boards, no points.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was just, Pops made the point on the broadcast that maybe they should just go to the perimeter and completely play like a 5-out system because they were getting nothing from Sid down low. And that's
If you're not getting anything, then you're just clogging it up.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're just there. You know, and that's what we don't need in this offense that already isn't exactly super fluid yet, you know, because they do nice things in the offense. Jalen Withers coming around the curl screen, catches it and going to the basket. That I like that. Like, you like when you see L get to the bucket and kick it out. You know, when you see Hersey Miller get to the basket, dish it off to a cut in Brandon Huntley Hatfield. Like, the offense, I know what they're trying to do. As much as I hate to say it, it's very Calipari-esque. You can tell that it is very much dribble drive, get to the middle, get it up to the glass, get to the middle, you know, get the ball to the rim, get to the middle, penetrate and kick very much because that's what it is. The whole offense is predicated on penetrating and kicking, like penetrating and getting something. Like, because you see guys when they penetrate.
So it's prom night.
Yeah, thank you, Nick. I don't want to get canceled today.
You're part of us now.
I know. Yeah. Okay, you can't cancel me. You can't cancel me now.
Like Denzel in Training Day.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that. Bring it. But I mean, like, you know, if L. Ellis gets to the middle and he swings it out, if there's not an open shot, that person is get to the middle. You know, like, that's what the offense is. But right now, Sidney Curry's just kind of standing there. And it's like, well, he's got this thing where he's like standing there and he kind of gets in the short corner and just puts his hand on his shorts. And it's like, okay, well, your guy's not even worried about you. Like, I'm watching them.
Right.
And they're just sagging into the middle. And against Bellarmine, it happened. And Bellarmine just easily they just sagged in the middle. They just hung out there. Wright State started to realize they could do it. And the other thing Wright State did on the other side was they started to realize there for a while that if you get whoever Sidney Curry was guarding, went and set a screen every single time, if you notice. Like that, so it's like, okay, other teams are starting to recognize this. So now it's becoming a problem. That's why I think you might see something different tonight with his minutes. I mean, that's no inside information. It's my opinion.
Right, right.
I mean, I didn't check my – never mind. I shouldn't make that joke anymore. We've buried the hatchet. We've buried the hatchet. Okay, let me get to some of these. Texas says, Withers, Sid, Rose, Brandon Huntley, Hatfield have to be aggressive and have to have the mentality that they can't be stopped. I agree with that. I need more of that. Because I don't necessarily think the guard play has been terrible. I think our underneath game has been bad.
Oh, yeah. No, the backcourt hasn't been...
For what it is.
Right.
I mean...
And it's improved. That too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, the front court's left a little bit to be desired.
Somebody said a Maryland team who rostered Danny Manning's very familiar with. Yeah, I mean, they're, you know, go get better in Maui and come back and win that game. You know, you need to win tonight. Go try to steal one in Maui and come back. And I mean, I think that's... I mean, right now, is it realistic? I mean, listen, I struggle to pick a team to win when I haven't watched them win yet. But, I mean, I'm not asking you to move mountains there, you know. Like go try to get one in Maui and come back and try to get a Maryland game. Let's see. It says he's been out of shape. Why did they name him a captain? I'll be honest. I think that was a little bit of a motivational thing. I will say this. I think they've tried to motivate Cindy Curry. Like Sidney Curry. Cindy Curry. It's terrible. They've tried to motivate him. You can tell. Everything they're doing, they're trying to. But, yeah, I mean, but if he's not going to – at some point, I'll say this. You owe it to the kid to give everything you got to the kid. But at some point, you owe it to the team to set the kid. Like, that's just where it is. It's like, okay, I'm giving you chance after chance after chance. We're trying to motivate you. We're doing this. We're bringing people in. And yes, I know, they have done everything they feel like possible to motivate Sidney Curry. Like, they're trying to get that done, okay? So, yes, that part I will say, yes, I know that, okay? So here's the thing. You've done everything that you can do. Then you now owe it to the team to set him. You owe it to him? Okay, Nick, you were on the phone. You owe it to him to give everything you got. You owe it to the team now to set him if he's not going to respond.
Right.
Because Fabio's not getting any minutes. Devin's not getting any minutes. Rose is getting limited minutes. JJ's minutes will suffer. You know, these are guys that it's like, okay, if you're not going to go, I've got to start working with these guys.
We're still talking Sid.
Sid.
Right.
Okay. Now, that's one thing that you can tell Kenny Payne differs from Chris Mack. Chris Mack was very pro, and it's why he won games early so much and lost late. He was very pro, I'm just going to play the best players. I'm not worried about it. I'm not developing down there. These are my guys.
Right.
Like, I'm going to bring
these
in that Super 6 class, and I'm going to set them right there.
Right.
Okay. Even David Johnson played 1 minute against Kentucky. Louisville wins that game in Rupp if David Johnson plays. Like, I mean,
you can make a good argument on that.
Right. So, like, and of course, I'm just going to say they win. But I mean, right, you know, right. I mean, it was pretty freaking close game. And you see what David Johnson meant to the team, you know.
Right. But saw him come alive in some big games.
But late is what would happen. Yeah, right. What would happen late is we had no depth. Kenny Payne's very opposite of that. He will work these guys in. You can tell. Right. He's playing guys that it's like right now, I don't know that guy deserves any of these minutes. You know, like he deserves minutes, but maybe not that many. Like Kamari Lands was playing, shooting.
Exactly what I was going to say.
Lands shooting the way he is right now, Chris Mack would have canned Kamari Lands a long time ago.
Right.
Like, you're not playing, bro.
But Kenny Payne's going the exact opposite. Not only keeping him in there, but basically putting the rock in his hands to win the game.
Right.
And he called on Kamari Lance to make that shot. He set the play for him to win the game against Bellarmine, and the kid came up short. And you know, KP was like, learning experience. You know, it's okay. But you're absolutely right. You would not see that in the Chris Mack, or I would even say, you know, Rick Pitino, same.
I think his philosophy is early. It may call. Now, I'm talking like Kenny Payne at his full form,
right.
In a couple years, I think that will be kind of the MO. We'll play young guys early. We might lose some games. We might lose a couple games early.
Right. So we're banking.
I don't want to say this. Kentucky kind of does it. You know, like
sometimes you know what? That's
they'll get beat early, and it's like, oh man, what happens? Yeah. Come March, you're like, oh my God.
Get a little tweak action in December,
These freshmen have played. They're not freshmen by then. So that I think he will do. But with Sid, it's like, okay, if you're not going to go, then I'm gonna add another piece, whether it be Fabio, whether it be Devin, whether it be something. Look, if we're going to lose, I'm going to lose with these guys, and we're going to get better. And that way we can try to make some kind of run at the end of the year, you know, or something. I mean, the ACC isn't exactly murderer's role this year. Texas says, need to see Fabio and Devin. Dexter says, I agree. The backcourt hasn't been bad. What worries me is if L is not making some of the threes and tough shots, we'll look real ugly. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I can listen to that. Like, yeah, I mean, but he, L's a scorer, though, so I don't know that you're going to have many games where it's like, he's crap. You know, he's terrible. It's like, he can get to the bucket and score. Here we go. Starting five. You know we love some starting five here in Louisville. Ellis James, J.J. Withers, BHH. I probably would go with that. I think that would probably be mine tonight. The only thing you could sway me on is maybe lands for J.J. just to put another ball handler. You know, Hersey? Maybe you do that. I don't I don't know that Hersey's starting yet.
Yeah, that's.
But I would like to see more Hersey.
Yeah.
I want to see more Hersey. Yeah, Texter, come March, we could be losing to St. Peter's, too. That's the give and take. That's the give and take. You know, you're like, somebody said, I hope Sid isn't the Malik Williams. That's the thing. I don't think Sid is. I mean, the players like Sid, like the players. There's really nobody on this team that I worry about as far as a teammate.
Yeah.
I mean, I watch them. You watch them on the sidelines. Like, they're all good teammates.
Yeah. Like, I'm trying to think. I mean, occasionally, like, I'm not going to lie. When L first got here, I was a little worried that he might be.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not really getting that vibe.
No, L's just a scorer.
Yeah, exactly.
And a scorer has arrogance.
Right. You have to have a little bit of that. And sometimes with that comes a little hero ball. And you saw that a little bit in some of the early games.
Oh,
but at the same time, like, taking a step back, part of me was like, well, maybe he's taking that step back three because no one's moving.
Yes.
Speaking of step backs, like, no, you know, he's doing that as self-preservation. And also, you can't convince me that some of those shots were due to fatigue. Like,
I mean,
part of me is like, and I'm not knocking the kid by any stretch. The fact that he's playing as much as he is this early speaks volumes of his conditioning. But no, I would say that, like, that's what I was looking for, like, being a little worried about. And no, I'm with you 100%. I don't think there's any bad chemistry on this team, at least not yet.
I mean, I've not, at least in the games, I mean, it doesn't look like that there's any issue with the coaching staff and the players, any player-to-player issue. I mean, I'm sure there are a couple players that are probably not thrilled with their substitution pattern or whatever. But, I mean, okay, that's college basketball.
We're two games in.
Yeah, go find any team, you know, and they're going to do that. So, I don't know. I guess tonight, I mean, that's what I'm looking for. I mean, of course, now I can't have any more plays with guys jogging down the field. Or field jogging down the court like that can't happen. You're not in a space where
that's something that can be tightened up pretty quick.
Well, that's something that can just be tightened up by you give more effort, get your butt down the court, like so that part, I would venture to say, as much as people have watched that play on Twitter, they probably got shown it once, and there was probably a very harsh conversation with that. So, like, I'm assuming that will be taken care of. Rebounding, we rebound well in space, but not out of our space. I will say that. Like, so that's something I would like to see. I mean, if the ball goes up, Rick Pitino always called it test tube rebounder.
Oh, like, yeah, like if it's right there,
like, we'll get it.
Right.
I mean, Brandon, those guys, even Sid, if it's right there, they'll go up and get the rebound. But anything kind of, you know, are blocking out. It's weird because, like, I have the same conversation with my eighth grader son. I'm like, son, okay, when you block out, he'll box out on the free throw line, and then he'll put a butt into the guy, and then he goes up to get the rebound. Like, he takes a step forward, like, back towards the basket. Well, then if it bounced off the basket, the guy's there.
Right.
I'm like, you got to put a butt in him and stay there.
Right. Right.
We do that a lot.
To that, right?
Yeah, we do that a lot on this basketball team. You see a lot of times where, like, there was a couple plays where Brandon's been a good rebounder, you know, on this team, and probably our best rebounder underneath. And there was a couple times even with him that, you know, it was good box out, and then he would just release the box out right when the ball was about to hit, and the ball would go over his head. You know, and it's like, man, you did everything right. Except finish the play. And again, that's the difference in a couple points here or there. That's the difference in two games. You know? So, to back all the way back around to your Sagarin point, I mean, maybe we're really far off. And maybe it's just like, man, there's some things that just that need to be fixed. Or maybe we are just a couple rebounds off. Maybe we are just a more execution here, here, and here on these three plays, and you win the games, and you're 2-0.
Well, I mean,
maybe we are.
I mean, for 1 point games, I mean, statistically,
yeah,
those sometimes come down to luck, and also, just
and they
like,
were two different kind of 1 point games. Like we
that's,
had,
yeah, that's
we,
true.
We had the lead against Wright State and right. blew it. We rallied to get
right.
yeah, you know, back to 1 point.
That's Bell. A really good point. Yeah, two different styles so, of yeah, 1 point losses. But nonetheless, I mean, you got to think a couple second chance points with definitely changes the narrative. And then you could also argue, going a step further, and I know there's a lot of negativity, like saying, well, we never should have been a 1 point game. And I do think that's.
Well, yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Yes.
But, and I do think there's a part of that that is fair, but at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, it's I mean, a bit of a zero sum game. But that's actually something, if 5 minutes, well, we can get into it now. Well, actually, you know what? I'm going to get this
okay,
call.
Okay.
And then I'll save it because I had a long conversation. That's who I was talking with hour one when I was on the phone for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And there were some questions that I think that. Okay. I could pose to you, but yeah, okay. Let me get that.
Yeah, let me get to the text line. We'll take this call, and then we'll go there. Steve, who needs to step up the most, guard play or big play? I think the bigs. I feel like we don't have a big presence underneath. Like, it doesn't feel like we can dump it down. It doesn't feel like that. It doesn't feel like that we have a guy right now that you can just give the ball to and he can go score. It doesn't necessarily always feel like our guards can drive and dish it to the bigs. So, to me, I would like to see that a little more. But, in fairness, my expectation for the bigs was a lot higher than the backcourt, you know, after we saw the finished product of what the backcourt would be. So, you could argue me down on that, too, I suppose. I love that Coach got on Mike for missing that oop. Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, like, Mike, you should finish that. Like, you're athletic enough, you should finish that play. Absolutely. This is R2 losses. Are to Coach D and a 500-plus win coach. Yeah, I mean, Louisville fans expected the win. And we were hoping, and I think all Louisville fans, especially if you were 2-0, we're all going, I mean, that wasn't two terrible teams you played. I said it yesterday on the show. Jack made a great point. Jack's like, it's crazy, but like this team probably needed a little more like Chicago State, you know, than Wright State, than Bellarmine, you know. They needed maybe a couple more Northeast. I don't know, Florida State. Oh, they're 0-3. Lost to Stetson and Troy.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
A-Sun representing.
Yeah, what? TCU is 15th in the country and lost to Northwestern State last night, who's 354 in the, I think, was it the Sagarin or?
That's quite.
They were second
the
to last. It was like 356.
Yeah.
They were 354 and beat TCU at TCU. TCU's number 15 in the country.
I'm not sure this is really helping my Sagarin argument from earlier.
I know. I was like, whoa.
They're still compiling some data.
I know. I mean, well, and too, real quick, let me throw this out there. I mean, and this is just me a little bit of, I guess a little bit of apples to oranges, but I mean, like, for instance, Colorado last week. Grambling beats Colorado in their own court. Colorado turns around and beats number 11 Tennessee.
Like, right.
I mean, so can this team get better? Yeah, yeah. That's where we're going to find out more about, you know, this team and coach. Dana, welcome in, man. What's going on?
What's going on, Steve? How you doing today, man?
I'm good.
Well, okay. I'll make it quick. What if we're looking at this the wrong way? What if we actually get the ACC play and these guys just turn into some dogs? Maybe these guys are just literally like looking at their early schedule. I think it kind of was something that Martin said earlier in another show.
Mm.
Or maybe these guys are looking at these guys as overlooking them. And then once they get to ACC play, they just get really out the dog. Maybe that's just wishful thinking, but it feels like that. I don't know. Maybe I'm just spitballing, but it just seems that way. But I'll let you respond to that, man. It was a great show, buddy.
Yeah, hey, I appreciate it, man. I think there's a little bit left. That's kind of what I was saying with Maui, you know. Again, it could be a roll your eyes moment a little bit, but I'm like, I'm go get the win tonight, and I'm interested to see what this team does. Because one thing you may chuckle and say, well, that's a good thing, but one thing we've not watched this team do is play against other, you know, elite competition. So I'm interested to see how they answer that. You know, get away from here, go to Maui, get some top level teams, and see how they play. Like I do think they're going to play better in Maui than people expect. I really do.
Well, you got to think.
I mean,
also,
that's not just fan me. Like, I really believe it. Again, if they could squeeze one win in Maui, I will be like, perfect. But I've been pretty consistent with that even in the summer. It was like, one win in Maui is probably the goal.
Right. Don't want to go over.
I mean, you know, had we gotten Hunter and Bates or something, then, yeah, I'm probably thinking a little different. But,
right.
You know. But, yeah, like, so that's kind of one thing I'm watching once we get there. So to Dana's point, yeah, I mean, I think the same thing would be when you come back, you play in Maryland, you go to the ACC, you know, you're going to play Florida State. You play Florida State in December. I mean, like I said, I mean, Florida State's not exactly setting the world on fire. That's why right now I don't want to quit on them just yet.
No.
I'm like, just keep getting better because, guys, there's a lot of winnable. Like, they're not. Well, again, I need to see my team win before I can call anything a winnable game. But the ACC is not tremendous this year.
No.
I mean, some of the teams that were normally like, ooh, are not that.
At least what we've seen so far.
Yeah.
Because, again, that if Louisville can change, so can the other teams in the conference.
Sure,
but right now, you're right.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like
the early returns are, and including Louisville, and they probably think the same about us, you know.
Right.
And I haven't watched all three Florida State's games, so maybe Florida State's getting better too. You know, I don't know what Florida State's – I mean, I just assume, hey, Kenny Payne's first-year head coach. You've got a team that you kind of inherited as opposed to Leonard Hamilton, who is – what, like 107?
Yeah, I'm pretty, yeah. It looks like he's 60.
I know,
God bless him.
Yeah, it's like unreal. Okay, what was you going to say there?
Me?
Yeah. Oh, I thought you said you had something. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Well, we can get to it maybe on the other side of the break. Yeah. Or we can do it now. You know, whatever.
Well, let's go ahead and stay on schedule.
Okay.
It's 11:34. Are we guaranteed three games in Maui? I think so, right?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
I think you get three no matter what. You're going to you know who you're going to play first and second. You're going to play Arkansas, and you're going to play the loser or winner.
Right, there you go.
Or winner.
Oh, boy.
Of Creighton
and
Texas Tech,
yeah.
And then it will be basically fall into that other one, which will be, I mean, you got Arizona, San Diego. It probably would be San Diego State, Ohio State, or Cincinnati.
I mean, based on Sagarin, Cincinnati.
But, yeah. So, I mean, you know, and those are games that that you could – that's the one you pinpoint, I think, as far as can you win or can you try to get a dub. Doesn't he take that real
quick? Yeah, we'll do it.
Take it really quick,
Wayne,
and then I'll go to break. Okay, Wayne, welcome in. What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on, Robert? How you doing today, man?
I'm good.
Good. Yeah, I'm listening as always. And I just wanted to make a quick observation on Wagner. I don't know why everybody's been out of shape and everything. My thought on it is this. If the kid didn't have the common courtesy to come for a visit, forget it. It's just that simple. You know. And then also, too, he wanted to go to UK. That's where he wanted to be, so that's where he is. But the good thing about it, and this is my personal take, I don't care who they get. And I said, and I'll keep saying this until I'm proven wrong. If you don't get a ring, it don't mean a thing. All those number one classes, they all fall on there, you know what. So that's how I look at it. I don't hate them. I don't have no hate for none of them. But the thing of it is, I've not seen a team yet with all those freshmen to win the championship. It don't happen. And then, I'm looking at that roster that UK's got. They've only got one ball. You got Wagner. You got Dillingham. You got Shepherd. Who's gonna run the show? Too much. And they're gonna find it out. And they will be crying. And then what that is for me, that'd be more money in my pocket because every year I look at that who they get, and I bet they don't win it, and I win. I win every year. But I don't, I got a lot of friends down in the UK. I don't hate them. I just call it like I see it. And some folk, I shot a jab at your buddy, Steve, but I couldn't get in. over there. But it's the same thing like I would say to him as well. Show me the ring. It's about the ring. And what I was going to ask him was, what's most important, getting the players to the NBA or the ring? What's most important in the UK? And I venture to say that they want the championship. They don't care about all those players going to the NBA. Anybody can get to the NBA if they're good enough at any school, so it doesn't matter. But Rummage, you know what I think about you, man. You probably don't remember. I met you many, many, many years ago at 502 out there by U of L.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's all good, man. And as always, man, what we say at the end of the day, Rummage, Marcus too, go Cards, man. Appreciate you, man. Thanks.
Appreciate it. You can't get to James. They don't take calls.
They did yesterday, actually, and it got hilarious.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But so, gotta give my props to Cat West. They took some calls, and Andy murdered somebody. Somebody came at him, and oh man, it's
terrible.
And he just put him in a body bag.
That's funny. All right, let's do it. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. Middays, Marcus Maven on 939 DeVille.
Good morning. I'm Nick Valvano. The Sports Center update brought to you by Corfridge Floor Covering. Call Doug on his cell phone, 502-643-6111. He doesn't want you to be okay with your floor. He wants you to love it. Louisville men's hoops looking for their first win of the season tonight against Appalachian State. Network coverage will begin at 4:30 right here on 93.9 The Ville. Over the weekend, after the Wright State loss, Kenny Payne met the media and said that he wishes his team would have a little bit more of a winner's mindset.
Give of yourself, not for anything other than your teammates, that you know that just setting the hard screen will have an impact on winning. Hitting your man and getting a rebound will have an impact on winning. Making a pass to a guy in the shooting pocket will have an impact on winning. Just being solid. Hersey, be solid. Be solid. You don't have to be great. Be solid. It will have an impact on winning.
Blue side of things, UK basketball in action tonight. Champions Classic facing Michigan State. Coverage starts 7 p.m. over on ESPN 680, 105.7. Kesty and Pops with the call on that. And then as that one goes final, Jason Entz, Jack Grossman have the Kentucky Fish and Wildlife UK postgame show around 9. In football, Governor's Cup football game will kick off at 3 o'clock November 26th. Be broadcast on the SEC Network. More Middays next. This is SportsCenter.
Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maven here on 93.9 The Ville. It's fun, man. I had a good time last night at wrestling.
Wrestling was
fun. That was fun. The crowd was good, too.
I was about to say, solid crowd.
It was good in number. It was good in reaction. Like, I was very pleased with my city, man.
Likewise.
Very pleased with my city because I want them to come back.
Yeah.
And, like, I thought yesterday, I mean, there's a lot of places they go that you don't get the full way around. I mean, and they pretty much filled out the lower bowl. I mean, it was pretty much full.
It was good, yeah. It was a good turnout. And I've been to SmackDown tapings there where they had to cut off.
Tarp off a little bit. I think, I mean, that's a good, I mean, they can run big shows there with that, you know, with
right.
that type of crowd. So I'm hoping that adds a little more. I know now you kind of got, like, some of the stuff where they didn't come for a while because of the bleeding and stuff. Like, they could stop the show now.
Right.
So I'm hoping that we start getting a couple of those a year, you know. So maybe not pay-per-view. Like,
I don't know what I'm saying. I'd love to see a little. I mean,
Louisville's got a rich history of wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
It needs to be re-going.
Quick sidebar. I do wish wrestling and boxing got along a little better in the state. I've got friends on both sides.
Oh, I love boxing.
And I've heard, because this state also has, and city has, for obvious reasons, very good boxing heritage as well, just like wrestling. But the two of them,
I know,
kind of butt heads on stuff. And I know from both sides, because I've got friends on both sides that have said that XYZ has prevented event XYZ, and it's just like, really? Come on, guys. Get out of each other's way.
Yeah, because more events are better.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, let's, the more events, the better. This is fun. Like,
I had a blast last night.
No, I did too.
And we're gonna try to go to Impact this weekend. They're coming to Paris Town. Yeah, and then I'd love to see AEW. I love
in
all
January,
the wrestling.
AEW be in Lexington.
Ooh, I'm gonna have to go to that.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna go to that.
Check that one off. Like, yeah. I'd like to see all the major promotion
shows.
I love
to sit on bleachers and watch wrestling.
There it is. Can enjoy some ice cream though.
I know. Well, I'm gonna sit lower. Actually, AEW, I might go ahead and might have to get like real close.
I want to touch Kenny Omega.
I would like. Okay. So, anyways. Well, let's move on. Yeah, we'll go ahead and move on from that. Yeah. So, anyways, tonight, kind of an early game, 6 o'clock on a weeknight.
Right.
A little different. I do think you'll get a decent crowd out there. I think people, go straight from work over there, and maybe a little bit of a late arriving crowd. But I do think it'll be a decent one, and hopefully it's lively. You know, we talked about the crowd lively last night. We need it, man. They need it, you know, and I think we need to do everything we can to get behind the team. And I think most people are. And I think the crowds have been, regardless of the size, the crowds have been good at the basketball games. So yeah. People have been, people have been into the game.
They've been dialed in, yeah.
Yeah, I think Louisville's doing their part. I think the fan base is doing their part. So just continue to do that. You can get tickets pretty cheap. You
want to I guess I'll hold off my question on the fan base for tomorrow.
It was probably stupid.
It was from a caller. An older caller.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Caller.
See, now I feel bad.
Yeah, no, exactly. Making you feel terrible.
I didn't know what it was.
No, I know. I just talking about the temperature of the fan base, and we can get into that tomorrow because it might change, it might sway, and we can react to what we see tonight on the hardwood for the cards. But shameless plug, Pops is out covering the Champions Classic. Hopefully he's going to be sending us some interviews from
the Kentucky game.
Seriously, I get so effing pissed off. Well, I know you're kidding, but a lot of the friends, big blue Bob. You know, okay, no. Buy my Christmas presents then, jackass. Because you know how much money he gets for that? And, he loves his gig with loves his gig with Louisville. He will, seriously, I'm not kidding you. Calling Cardinal games with Paul is his favorite thing. It's tied with calling games with Kesty for ESPN. But, like, all the kidding aside about Jamie and me and everything like that, I'm serious, and I don't even get angry at this. Everyone should find something they love unabashedly. Dad loves calling basketball games. Mm-hmm. He loves calling games with Paul. He loves calling games with Kesty. And honestly, he might love that on the same level as me and Jamie.
Fair enough.
Like, and I'm okay with that. Like, so, but don't. I hate it when the big blue Bobby things come in. Pisses me off so much. We bleed Cardinal red, damn
so
it.
He is calling.
Yes, he's calling the
okay,
Kansas
all right.
Party.
Hypothetically, that's all I'm saying.
And he's calling Kansas.
The way you defended it.
And Kansas and Duke, okay?
Well, listen to both games and see which one he sounds happier in.
I hate you so much.
His voice is going to be tired by the second game. He had total bass in his voice in the first one. I mean, like.
There was so much upward inflection.
Sheway had thunderous dunks, and then. Derek Lively was like, it's nice.
This team's looking okay. We'll see what John
No, that's cool. Good for him, man. I'm sure he'll have a good time.
Shameless plug, though. We have Nick Curran and myself in hour one on the V Show, and then Mark Lieberman's going to join.
Wow. Okay.
So that'll be a lot of fun for the second 2 hours. Mm-hmm. We got Neil Knuckles Greenberg coming on. Paulie B is going to join it too, talk a little bit about recruiting.
I like Paulie B. Also, I'm getting better.
Yeah, see better. That's one of the Italians you don't hate.
I don't like Fran. I like Paulie B.
Okay, there you go. We'll take that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I like Paulie D, and I like Paulie B.
Both of them fist bump. Uh-huh. That's weird.
And Vinny.
I love Vinny.
I love Vinny too.
The keto Guido. Mm-hmm. Lieberman, Mark Lieberman booked. Dustin Kearns, head coach of App State.
Yeah.
So he's going to join at 1:15.
Very cool.
So yeah,
I really enjoyed listening. If you haven't listened to Mark Lieberman, Coach Lieberman, he was on with Drew the other day, and like I really enjoyed listening to his breakdown. So
I'm really excited to have him part of the network.
I enjoyed he was part of the staff here. I mean, under Rick Pitino, I enjoyed having him here on staff. Yeah,
current coach of collegiate. Yeah, Still coaching? Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. So, yeah. Happy to have him.
All right, man. Well, then we will probably all be listening.
Really? You mean that? Maybe not hour one with me and Nick, but, you know, yeah, after that.
But when Lieberman gets there.
Yeah, no. Tune in at 1 o'clock.
I'm in. I'm totally
listen to Satterfield's presser over here on 93.9, and then.
Oh, that is today. Okay.
And then slum it a little bit with me and Nick, and then tune in at 1 o'clock for Nick and
you know,
Lieberman.
I forgot it's Tuesday. I'm like, yeah, we do still play football.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So Coach Satterfield, stick right here on 93.9 of Ville. Listen absolutely to Coach Satterfield, or go check out Nick and Nick.
Nick and Nick, like the Knicks.
Like Pete and Pete.
That was a great show.
It was.
Danny Tamborelli.
Nick and Nick, Pete and Pete. All right, let's go get this dub tonight. Let's come back and talk about it tomorrow. Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville.
Michelle Trachtenberg was on that show, too. Young Michelle Trachtenberg. Ooh. She blossomed.
Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.